You're listening to Putnam Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media,
with your host, Eric Gross.
Made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. New York is stronger with Indian Point on.
Putnam Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Putnam County Golf Course, with County Executive Marilyn O'Dell's State of the County Address. Produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Wartburg, and Northeast Environmental. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes and coming soon, Putnam Talk Radio app. Well, good evening and welcome to the Putnam National Golf Course. I'm Eric Gross. Our first guest this evening is Mary Beth Ross, who's the Prevention and Communication Outreach Coordinator for the Putnam Child Advocacy Center. Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for having me here.
Very busy times these days at the Putnam Child Advocacy Center. A couple of big events coming up.
Yes, we have a lot coming up. April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month, and to support that, we are doing a big event called Pinwheels for Prevention. So one of the first things that we're doing is we are having a breakfast on April 3rd, which will feature Matthew Sandusky, who will be talking about overcoming the abuse that he suffered and resilience and how that can help other people who've been victimized. We're also going to be doing a big community garden with pinwheels. And we'll also be selling pinwheel pots and bud bases throughout the county. So I think you'll be seeing quite a bit of silver and blue pinwheels as you go through the month of April. All across the county, we'll have three gardens. One will be at Lake Lanida, right by the Sybil Ludington statue, and one will be at St. Mary's in Cold Spring, and the other will be at Tilly Foster Farm. And if I may, in May, we're also going to have our Children's Expo in Public Safety Day, which will be at the Top Center in Carmel.
So there's a lot of activities taking place for the Putnam Child Advocacy Center. We remember those pinwheels last year along the Lake Lanida shore. It was so, so beautiful. Hundreds of pinwheels, all to get that message out there.
Yes, and the reason that we do the pinwheels is a simple positive message. Pinwheels are representative of a safe and happy childhood that every child deserves to have. And so when you see them out there, it's just a reminder that it's a simple, positive message, and everyone can do something to help. There is nothing that is too small to make a difference in the life of a child, and that we as a community can all help to prevent child abuse. We know it's preventable.
We are also selling the pinwheels, different size pots, individual pinwheels, pinwheel gardens. How do people get involved?
What you can do, you can either contact us. We have an address, which is, it's kind of long, www.friendsofputnamcac.org, or you can call me at 845-808-1400, extension 44121, which is the CAC. And if I could just say, the pots are $50, and we are also offering sponsorship opportunities to have people's names put in the community gardens as well.
Now, you'll talk briefly about this Champions for Breakfast that's taking place on April 3rd. Matthew Sandusky, the executive director of the Peaceful Hearts Foundation, the adopted son of former Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky and child abuse survivor, will be there. What kind of a message is he going to bring this community?
He talks a lot about, you know, he'll talk about his own experience and what happened. But what's really important is he talks a lot about resilience, and he talks a lot about recovery, and he talks about helping children to, you know, use their voices and the things that we need to do to protect children and to just spend, you know, to look at the culture and to make it easier for people to make that journey from victim to survivor, which he himself has done successfully.
And tickets are available, again, through the CAC.
Yes, tickets are available through the CAC, and they will also be available at the door at the Putnam County Golf Course.
And once again, that's April 3rd, bright and early, 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 to 10, nice and early. And if I might also add, we're also going to be honoring you for everything that you've done and for your legendary career and your service to all the children of Putnam County. So we are very, very excited about the breakfast.
Well, thank you very much. And then the other event which we all get behind is the May the 13th. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Child's Expo Public Safety Day, this year being held at the Tilly Foster Farm.
Yes, this is a great event. This is a chance for the people in Putnam County to come out and see all of the various services that are available to them through the county. It's a great opportunity for programs to come out and present all their programs. It's a great chance to meet the police, the first responders. It's free, and it's great for families, and it's a lot of fun.
A lot of good things are happening with the CAC.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Bridge Auto Parts, Bronxville Lye Real Estate, Evergreen Arborist, Valley Oil, Village Appliance, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
You're listening to Putnam Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media,
with your host, Eric Gross.
Made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. New York is stronger with Indian Point on.
Putnam Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Putnam County Golf Course in Mayapack, the County Executive Mary Ellen O'Dell's annual State of the County Address. Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Wartburg and Northeast Environmental. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes, and coming soon, the Putnam Talk Radio app. With us is Johnny Kahn of Brianti Realty. Johnny, good evening, sir.
Good evening, Eric. How are you?
Good. Brianti Realty, a new firm opened up in Carmel. Angela's a wonderful woman, founded this firm a number of years ago. Tell us about it.
We're an independent brokerage service. We offer many different entities. We do residential and commercial business brokerage services. Angela's been in business for about 6 years in the hamlet of Carmel. We have 14 agents with us. We all have our own specialty. You know, we do everything from residential all the way to commercial. I myself am a commercial agent. We do a lot of landlord and tenant representation. We do a lot of retail properties as well, investment properties. We also do site selections for major retailers as well.
You know, when you talk about real estate, how is the market doing in Putnam County? We hear mixed messages.
The market in general is doing better. You know, prices are on a rise. A lot of buyers are coming from Lower Westchester and Manhattan. They're seeming to find their way up. We're about 45 minutes north of Manhattan, so you still have that city life, but yet you still get the country life, you know, at the travel rate of 45 minutes, so it's really not that bad.
And what about commercial properties? You know, they talk about in Putnam County a need for commerce, for industry. We don't want smokestacks, but yet there is a market out there for people to come in and build clean industry to help offset the tax base.
Absolutely. We like to go out and attack the big box retailers, you know, some of your giant conglomerates. Give you some examples, you know, maybe like a Best Buy, a BJ's, a Sam's Club, things of that nature. So we try to attract them. We present all the properties we have available. We get the county behind us, you know, to show that there is support for growth and development.
Do you work at all with the various towns? A lot of times people say the local zoning regulations are very stringent. Do you work at all with them in trying to get commerce and industry into Putnam?
Well, I feel everybody wants to see growth, so it shouldn't be a problem at all. Thus far, I haven't encountered any, you know, any setbacks at all. I live in Dutchess. I like Putnam. I've chosen Putnam to work in. I like the area. I like to see it grow. And at the same time, you know, as well as Dutchess also, you know, we cover 11 counties. So we have a broad variety of, you know, we call it inventory. You know?
Inventory of homes and businesses and property.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that's great. Again, Angela Brianti Realty Group is at 16 Fair Street in Carmel. They can be reached at 225-2020. As Johnny said, there are 14 different agents,
correct,
which is amazing for a small company like that.
Absolutely. All of our agents are handpicked. We're strictly on a referral business. We don't do any advertising, so it's all on a referral, you know, on a referral base. It's based on trust. You know, we put the customer's needs first, or the client's needs, I should say, first, and we hone in from there on what their needs are.
Buying and selling.
Buying and selling, absolutely.
Well, we wish you good luck.
Thank you, sir. It was a pleasure.
Johnny Kahn, Putnam Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Putnam County Golf Course in Mayapack in honor of County Executive Mary Odell's annual State of the County Address. Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, by Faceless Painting, Reverso Associates, Wartburg, and Northeast Environmental. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes, and coming soon, the Putnam Talk Radio app. I'm Eric Gross. We'll be right back.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
You're listening to Putnam Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media,
with your host, Eric Gross.
Made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. New York is stronger with Indian Point on.
Putnam Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Putnam County Golf Course in Mayapack, the County Executive Mary Ellen Odell's annual State of the County Address. Produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Wartburg, and Northeast Environmental. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes, and coming soon, Putnam Talk Radio. With me is Jill Verricchio, the president of the Putnam County Economic Development Corporation. And Jill, good evening.
Good evening. How are you today?
Very good. And yourself? Tell us about the Putnam EDC. A lot of exciting things are happening, we understand.
Well, as you know, our mission is really to advocate on behalf of Putnam County. We're directed to really bring in opportunities that will bring in rateables, businesses, and provide opportunities for those in terms of the workforce. And we've had a pretty good year. It's been a year of a lot of exploration, and we've had about 40 transactions that are commercial industrial. If you look at that in terms of the big picture, we're bringing in a lot of retail. We're bringing in, we have a lot of repurposed buildings being repurposed for some really valuable types of businesses. We've got, we have a veterinarian urgent care coming in. We have a training facility that's already here off of Exit 19. So we have a lot of an unusual variety of products, if you will, that have come in to really support the growth of Putnam. Great location, and we have a lot of municipal leaders who are very pro-development. So we're excited about this year coming up.
You know, we hear so much about economic development and, of course, the commercial tax base to help offset the property, the local individual, the residential tax base. Agencies like the EDC are critical in getting that message out.
Absolutely. And this past year, I've gone to every single municipality to remind them, thanking them for keeping up with keeping the tax base what it is, but also being open. When we talk about the tax dollar, if the resident is paying a dollar, it really costs the municipality $1.19 to provide a service. But if the business provides a dollar, it costs the municipality like 31 cents. So do the math. You want more business, so being business friendly. And also, you know, the challenge that Putnam has is the infrastructure. So we're very careful about monitoring and knowing what we can do within the constraints. That's why looking at repurposing the already existing buildings. We have about 300,000 square feet of office space. Very notable. So I mark it out of the area. In New York City, for instance, there's leases that are up for businesses that need to consider changing up their address. We reach out and say, maybe, you know, you have people that commute out of this down to New York. Why not consider up here? So we've been getting some nibbles. So we're moving forward in marketing and positioning that Putnam's open for business.
On both the east and western sides.
Yes, yes. It's funny you say that because there is the great divide in the middle with the Fawnstock and 301. It's a challenging road to drive across, as you know. But, you know, east meets west. The train, you have both the Harlem line, very much 35 minutes, I think you're in New York City, Grand Central. Same thing with the Hudson line, a little different demographic. You have a little bit of tourism happening down in the Cold Spring area. But you have a lot of vibrancy, especially with this Village of Brewster. They have a great plan to recreate it, envision Brewster. So we're hopeful. People are really moving forward in a positive way, especially in that side of the county. Our proximity to, you know, a lot of people in terms of the demographics really complements the goal.
So what's the message we have out there for the EDC in Putnam County for Mr. and Mrs. Businessman who's thinking about relocating north of New York City, the people from upstate heading south? Stay out of Westchester. Taxes are high. Putnam is the place.
Absolutely. And, you know, if the business person is thinking of either bringing their business or if they're looking to start a business, franchises have some opportunities for them in certain industries, like anything tied to pets, children, and senior care, absolutely the hottest. In terms of positioning it, we have a lot of, in terms of the income, we have a very affluent population. People work hard for their money. But in terms of making an investment, they do shop. They can shop locally if you position your business to be in Putnam and not out of the area.
And how do they get a hold of Jill Verrecchio? 1-800-CALL-JILL?
Sure. No, it's 845-808-1021. We'll pick up the phone and help them.
Jill Verrecchio is here to help.
There you go. Right. There is a joke about that. But
thank you very much.
All right,
Jill Verrecchio, the president of the Putnam County Economic Development Corporation. Putnam Talk Radio, brought to you live at the Putnam County Golf Course in honor of County Executive Mary Lynn O'Dell's annual State of the County Address, produced by Shark Creative, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Wartburg, and Northeast Environmental. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes and, coming soon, the Putnam Talk Radio app. I'm Eric Rooks. We'll be right back.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side, an experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control.
Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You're listening to Putnam Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media,
with your host, Eric Gross.
Made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. New York is stronger with Indian Point on.
Putnam Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Putnam County Golf Course in Mayapack, the County Executive Mary Ellen O'Dell's annual State of the County Address. Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Wartburg, and Northeast Environmental. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes, and coming soon, Putnam Talk Radio app. With me is Doug Cunningham, the publisher and editor of the Putnam County Courier and the Putnam County News and Recorder. Doug, good evening and welcome.
Good evening. It's great to be here.
Doug is the new publisher and new, well, I shouldn't say the old, he's the old editor, but the new publisher. The Putnam County Courier, the Putnam County News and Recorder are both institutions in Putnam County, aren't they?
Indeed, they are. The Courier is 176 years old this year, and the PCNR in Western Putnam is 151 years. So it's a long history.
Why are those two papers, why have they been so successful over the years, and what do people look for when they get that paper each week?
Well, I think both of the papers are intensely local. I mean, you get those papers and you get the local sports, you get local politics, you know which one of your neighbors has been arrested. You get the high school teams that are going on in the playoffs. You get lots of photos of local people. It's hard to gather that kind of news. So that's our niche.
Now, Doug Cunningham has quite a background when it comes to the media. Grew up in the Midwest, I understand. Went to Kansas University. How did you wind up in Putnam County, New York?
Interesting story in that I was looking for a job, I needed work, and I ended up working for then-congressional candidate Nan Hayworth in 2010. I handled all of her communications. She won that year, and it was during that campaign that I met Elizabeth Ailes, who at the time was the owner and publisher of both newspapers. They happened to be looking for an editor later, and recruited me as a possibility. We talked, and I've been there 6 years now this April.
Doesn't seem possible, does it?
Oh, it's definitely possible, but yeah, you're right, it doesn't seem that way. But it's been 6 years now covering Putnam County, and in mid-December, I bought both papers, so we're looking forward to a few more years.
The future of local papers, you know, they talk about newspapers in general might be dying. But yet when it comes to that local news, as you said a moment or two ago, there is no local news source in this region except for the local paper.
Well, that's absolutely true. The large papers can't get ahead of their cost structure fast enough. They're cutting, they're pulling back, and then they're pulling back some more. Local news is hard to gather. It's hard to distribute. You really need to be there, as you are, for instance, in Carmel. You need to be there to get it, to understand it, and to sell it. We've developed a system to do that, and the online competitors and the others, they've tried, and so far they've been unsuccessful. In fact, across New York State, local publishing is the most vibrant sector of publishing, far and away doing better than large newspapers.
We understand you two serve on the New York State Association what is it called, the Publishers Association Board?
It's the New York State Press Association, and I am on the State Board of Directors. I've been there, I believe it's 5 years now. They do some really good work, and they represent primarily small newspapers across New York State. It so happens that most of the small newspapers in New York are still independently owned. Some of them might be owned by a group or family that has three or four, and some just have one or two. I have two. But the fact that they're independently owned means that they are still connected to their communities. They buy their insurance locally, like I do. They buy their other products locally whenever they can, and they're intensely connected to where they are. So that piece of publishing is still doing very well. And in fact, their annual convention is coming up next month. That gathering is the largest single journalism education gathering in the country now. They're far and away the most successful. And the ones for the large newspapers, they've just fallen off.
So despite what the critics say, the newspapers are a dying breed. Doug Cunningham believes that the local paper will be here for another 176 years.
Yeah, I think so. Printing press has been around a long time. We'll be here a while more. Now, I should note that we have an active social media presence. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. All of those things are ways that we can also disseminate the news and connect with local people. But at the end of the day, an awful lot of people like to pick up a paper, sit down at the kitchen table, and read what's going on.
Doug Cunningham, we thank you. Wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Eric. Take care.
Doug Cunningham, the publisher and editor of the Putnam County News and Recorder, based in Cold Spring, and the Putnam County Courier, based in Carmel. Putnam Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Putnam County Golf Course in Mayapack, the County Executive Mary Ellen O'Dell's annual State of the County Address, produced by Shock Creative, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, and Wartburg and Northeast Environmental. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes, and coming soon, Putnam Talk Radio app. I'm Eric Gross. We'll be right back.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Acura of Westchester, A.G. Williams Painting, Arctic Mechanical, Toy Box, the Business Council of Westchester, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends, bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You're listening to Putnam Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media.
With your host, Eric Gross.
Made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. New York is stronger with Indian Point on.
Putnam Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Putnam County Golf Course in Mayapack. County Executive Marilyn Odell's annual State of the County Address, produced by Shaw Creative, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Wartburg and Northeast Environmental. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes and coming soon, Putnam Talk Radio app. With us this evening, the mayor of the village of Brewster, James Schoenig. And Jim, good evening.
How are you?
The village of Brewster has been in the news, seems like every other minute. Big projects, revitalization, restoration. As our friend the late mayor once said, John Caesar, the rebirth and the restoration of the village of Brewster is right around the corner. Tell us about it.
Well, this is a project that we started about 6 years ago. We've done our due diligence. We've had many open meetings with the public to get their input. The public input is very important in this. And during this whole thing, we've come to the conclusion that a better village is going to make a better Putnam County. And the goal is to make it a better village. We've had numerous people happy that this is going to happen. People didn't think that this would ever happen during their time here. When we started this project 6 years ago, I didn't think we'd ever get it done. And we're almost at that point where we're almost at the top of the hill. We still have some work to do, but you know, hopefully within a year or two, it'll start kicking off.
Just what is planned for the village of Brewster?
It's basically a complete revitalization. There's five sections that are done. The first section that they're going to be doing is across from Main Street where Bob Steiner is. And that's going to be a project that's probably going to take about 3-4 years once they start it. But again, it's going to be an open plaza. It's going to be apartments with shopping down below. It's going to be a completely different change.
We were at that announcement that we're talking about hundreds, with a capital H, of not only apartments, but plenty of parking with a multi-story parking garage.
Right. The parking garage is supposed to go underneath on Marvin Avenue because of the topography there. So it's going to be about 400-plus cars. They're looking to even expand that at this point. Everything is in a conceptual state, though. You know, they still have to go through their planning. We're trying to get that across to the public now, that what you saw at that meeting is not going to be the final project. There's going to be a lot of changes that are made to the buildings and to the architecture. But again, it's going to be public input that is going to drive this project.
Business, commerce, industry, residences, this is going to be something very special.
It's going to be great. And, you know, when I took office 10 years ago, my goal was to make it a better village. And I think by us doing this, we're almost there. And I hope that this will be my mark that I leave on the village when I leave office.
Has Brewster gotten a bad rap over the years, Jim?
Oh, yeah. Brewster's always gotten a bad rap. You know, you read in the paper and online, people are afraid to come into the village. There is no problem in the village. You know, and I know people are going to say it after this interview that, you know, that we don't know what's going on. Police department's 24/7 now. And that was a change that we did last time with the people asked for more police protection, so we gave it to them. We've been operating under the tax cap, so we get a bad rap as a place that people don't want to come down to, but it is a bad rap.
The Brewster Public Library, busy organization. The Southeast Museum, venues already in operation, would be so much more positive once this project is completed.
Right, and what we're intending to do with the first phase is to tie into the Southeast Museum to make it ADA compliant and make it so that when they open that up, it's going to save them money at the same time. So the developer is working with the Southeast Museum to get this project going and to help them out too. So it's not just about the village. It's also about the museum, but the library. All of these organizations are going to benefit from this.
Our County Executive Odell partnering now with the city of Danbury, that too is going to be a great plus for the village of Brewster.
Well, that line will come down to the village, and I guess between the village and the town, there'll be that extra sewer line. But speaking of the county, you know, this project that we're doing now would not be possible without the county support. And Mary Ellen O'Dell and her staff have been more supportive than we could ever imagine.
Jim, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. Hopefully, you know, in another 2 years, we'll be sitting down on Main Street talking about the first shovel that's going in the ground.
Sounds like a plan. Exactly. Jim Schoenig, the mayor of the village of Brewster. Putnam Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Putnam Golf Course in Mayapack, for County Executive Mary Ellen O'Dell's annual State of the County Address. Produced by Shaw Creative, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, by Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Wartburg and Northeast Environmental. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes, and coming soon, Putnam Talk Radio app. I'm Eric Gross. We'll be right back.
Just what I feel. Drink scotch whiskey all night long.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
You're listening to Putnam Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media,
with your host, Eric Gross.
Made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. New York is stronger with Indian Point on.
Putnam Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Putnam County Golf Course, the County Executive Mary Ellen O'Dell's annual State of the County Address. Produced by Shaw Creative, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Wartburg and Northeast Environmental. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes, and coming soon, Putnam Talk Radio app. With me is Tony Sutton, the Commissioner of Emergency Services in Putnam County. And Tony, good evening.
Great to be with you.
Tony, Commissioner of Emergency Services, just what exactly does that encompass?
It encompasses fire, EMS training, education programs, running the 911 center for the county, running the Office of Emergency Management, and a vast array of special teams in terms of hazmat teams, fire investigation teams. It really is an all-encompassing kind of department where we help coordinate. We like to think of ourselves as like the wedding planners for the county. We put everything together.
You know, when you think about emergency services, more and more newcomers are coming into the county, and many people don't realize that Putnam County's fire, ambulance are all volunteer, ladies and gentlemen. That's a daunting task.
It's really a daunting task, particularly in the day that we face today, because, you know, many years ago, there were more opportunities for people to volunteer because not everybody had to work both spouses in a household, sometimes two jobs apiece. There weren't so many demands for, you know, trekking your children here, picking them up there, dropping them off. There's the demand on emergency services is higher than it ever was before. The requirements for training and for preparation and for ongoing training, and basically the challenges they face, they're all very, very daunting, and it makes it extremely difficult to attract and keep volunteers.
But as we have said so many times in the past, where would Putnam be without those volunteers?
It's really true. And you know, Putnam is a unique place that cherishes, you'll hear the county execs say time and again that, you know, in Putnam we cherish our first responders, we cherish our seniors, and we cherish our veterans. And that's very true. We are, those of us in the know really appreciate all of the time and effort that people put in with not, sometimes not even a pat on the back or a kind word. You know, it's really hard, and we're very fortunate to live in Putnam County.
And these volunteers being called out at 2 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon.
And being called from the dinner table, from holiday dinners, called away from the family during barbecues in the summertime. It really, you know, you don't get to pick when the emergencies happen, but if you're a volunteer, you pick up stakes, and it's a sacrifice that you've, you know, consciously decided to make to go help your community, to help your neighbors.
One of the sponsors here this evening is Entergy, and we know Entergy, even though it's located in Westchester, is a friend of Putnam County.
Entergy is a great friend and supporter of Putnam County. I have been actively involved in emergency planning with Entergy since before the year 2000. I can tell you that it's not only what you see in terms of what they're obligated to supply the county with for emergency planning and response. You know, a portion of the western side of the county is in the emergency planning zone, the 10-mile zone around Indian Point. But their support to the county goes far beyond that. They are philanthropists in terms of supporting community events. We can call them if we need support. Just last summer, they helped underwrite a very specialized training at the Fire Training Center for all of the county's volunteer firefighters. So we really are very, very fortunate to have them. And if the rumors, or I guess they're more than rumors at this point, if they come to fruition, there's going to be a big hole in Putnam County. You know, there's a lot of people here who earn their livelihoods at those power plants.
Well, Tony Sutton, we thank you very much for joining us. Tony Sutton, the Commissioner of Emergency Services in Putnam County. Putnam Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Putnam County Golf Course for County Executive Mary Ellen O'Dill's annual State of the County Address. Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Wartburg, and Northeast Environmental. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes, and coming soon, Putnam Talk Radio app. I'm Eric Gross. We'll be right back.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Bridge Auto Parts, Bronxville Lye Real Estate, Evergreen Arborist, Valley Oil, Village Appliance, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Peak and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
You're listening to Putnam Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media,
with your host, Eric Gross.
Made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. New York is stronger with Indian Point on.
I'll make it.
Putnam Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Putnam County Golf Course for County Executive Marilyn O'Dell's annual State of the County Address. Produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelift Painting, Reverso Associates, Wartburg and Northeast Environmental. Download the Putnam Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes and coming soon, Putnam Talk Radio. With me is Felix Carcano, the executive director of the Paladin Center in Carmel. Felix, good evening.
Thank you. Good evening.
Tell us, what is the Paladin Center, sir? We hear so much about it. Just what is it?
The Paladin Center is a privately operated law enforcement, military, homeland security training center established in 2012.
Located on Seminary Hill Road, the old guidepost building.
In the old giant haunted guidepost building, yes.
And what types of activities take place there?
We do a lot of law enforcement, patrol, SWAT, special tactics type training. We do everything from officer development through patrol survival techniques all the way through to advanced operations like hostage rescue, crisis negotiation, things like that.
How did you come up with the idea of the Paladin Center to be located in Carmel, New York?
I almost died. On April 11th of 2002, I had a boating accident 18 miles off the coast of Florida and spent the evening with a friend floating in the Gulf Stream before we were found by the Coast Guard. That led me into a career of understanding survival, what it takes to go through a horrific incident and come out the other side. Growing up, I always had been an EMT and volunteer firefighter. I then had the opportunity to join a maritime law enforcement unit, and I would travel and go to school. But I found that I had to go to school in Virginia, in Texas, in Georgia, all over the country to get the training. And every time I got there, my instructor inevitably lived in Westchester, Putnam, or Rockland County. And I found that we have an amazing talent pool of people living and working in the Hudson Valley area. What they lacked was a place to do it. The closest facility is a New York State facility that opened up after us, which is 4.5 hours to the north. That's not practical. And no one was doing anything about it. And I spent about 6 months trespassing, is probably a better word, on farms and lots around the area until one evening at a family event, I met Harold Lepler, who's a very successful developer here in Putnam. And he knew about the property. And drove me up to the property and helped me. He owns the property and has made a business arrangement for us to use it and has been a benefactor for us and for Putnam County since day one. And that's how we got it.
We understand, too, now that you've opened up another venue that John Q. Citizen can take part in.
That's correct. It's in the same piece of property. It's called Hudson Valley Shooting Sports. Our mission at Paladin Center, our motto is preparing those that protect us. And we've realized that statement holds true for any person, whether they're sworn or not sworn, whether they're volunteer or paid, any person who wants to go into harm's way in service of a fellow human being deserves the support and the best training they can get. So we provide training, not just firearms, but yes, we do a lot of gun safety, ownership, high-end training with firearms, but we also do a lot of other situational awareness-based training. As an example, the horrific shooting in Fort Lauderdale Airport this past winter, one of the survivors, she was only a few feet away from the shooter when he started, and I saw an interview with her. That really was the turning point for me and our business model, because they interviewed her and they asked, well, how did you survive? And she said, well, I instantly recognized the gunshot, and I instantly knew that I had to get off the dime. and I knew how to get to cover. And I was like, wait a second. I figured she must have been military because using words like getting off the dime and cover. It turns out she was a school teacher. And she had received active shooter training as a school teacher, but not an armed teacher. She learned just to understand what a gunshot, what a weapon can do, what it can't do. And that basic awareness training, unarmed, allowed her to save her life and also guide two other people with her. And at that moment, I realized that we can make a difference and help anybody survive any natural or man-made disaster.
Anyone interested in finding out more about this interesting program, how do they get a hold of you?
They can go Google Paladin Center New York or Paladin Center NY. That's P-A-L-A-D-I-N, centerny.com, or Hudson Valley Shooting Sports, hvshootingsports.com.
Felix Carcano, we thank you very much. Felix Carcano, the executive director of the Paladin Center in Carmel. Putnam Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Putnam County Golf Course for County Executive Mary Ellen O'Dell's annual State of the County Address, produced by Shock Creative, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Wartburg and Northeast Environmental. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes and coming soon, Putnam Talk Radio app. I'm Eric Gross. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Putnam Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media.
With your host, Eric Gross.
Made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. New York is stronger with Indian Point on.